Now, let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Thank you so very much, ladies and gentlemen. We're delighted that you're back with us. We're looking forward to you continuing to join in this dialogue and discussion today. You can dial 831-0917, 831-0917. Get your telephone call directly through to the radio studios and right to our microphones so that we can listen to you. Perhaps you have an insight on this. Perhaps you have a special question that you'd like to ask our former representative from the Florida House of Representatives in the state of Florida, Bev Kilmer. We're talking about today the organization, structure that she has, and trying to get folks involved in and motivated to do something about what is taking place in our public schools with the LGBTQ, the sodomite movement, as I call it. By the way, some people have said that's bothersome. Some people says that term is troublesome. Let me remind you that those words are found some 38 times in the Bible. You'll not find the word gay. You'll not find the word homosexual. You'll find the word sodomite and sodomy, because God destroyed two cities and the plains around about, according to Genesis chapter 19, verse 24 and 25, as a result of the sodomite lifestyle. So don't you dare think that somehow, some way, this is an aberrant conversation that we ought not to be having. We ought to face it and realize that they're trying to recruit our sons and our daughters in our schools. Bev, tell us some of the things that's taking place in our schools that your organization is trying to fight against and trying to prevent taking place in America today.
Well, one thing that's extremely upsetting to me, well, actually, it's all upsetting to me, but I came across on the National Review that there was a transition ceremony hosted by a kindergarten teacher in California's Rockland Academy to celebrate a gender dysphoric boy donning the attire of a little girl. As DeSantis noted in the report, the shocked and angry parents of the Rockland pupils had not even received advance notice that they were going to be doing this. Bottom line, this is a kindergarten class. The teacher is putting on a ceremony and a party to celebrate the fact that he has decided that he is a she in kindergarten. And that's because of the influence of the LGBTQ community, the influence of the Southern Law Center and all of the other organizations, including Planned Parenthood. They're trying to build their clientele, and we're falling into their scheme, if you will, and allowing these children to be victims. But this isn't just an atrocity. This is illegal. This is pedophilia. It's pornography,
absolutely,
child abuse, absolutely, mental abuse, and I can go on and on. There should be charges filed against every entity that is allowing this to take place.
Absolutely. And you just spoke of that case in California. Do you realize, and perhaps our listeners do not realize it, perhaps they already have heard this, but in the state of California, if a parent goes in and objects, the parent is the one that's charged with having the problem and not the problem of what's being taught and done in the school.
Absolutely. Oregon just passed a law. The governor just signed it this past week or past month, and that law dictates, without an opt-out clause,
no opt-out,
dictates,
yes,
LGBT to be included in the curriculum from pre-K through 12th grade, and I believe it's from 6th going up. They have to have it blended in to geography, history, economics.
Every subject.
Every subject has to have it built in.
And now, now they're creeping in the academic program, just as the law that was just passed in New Jersey that the governor's taking a stand against. And the law in the state of New Jersey, they're teaching it as history, the LGBTQ history, and it's woven into all of the subjects there. And
yes.
What if we wanted to have in every class, every textbook, where Christianity is taught as a historic subject? How would that go over with our politics? How would that go over with our LGBTQ friends that claim that they are the ones that are tolerant and we're the ones that are intolerant? Ladies and gentlemen, I've said, and perhaps you agree, you may disagree, that's your prerogative. You can dial 831-0917, get straight through to our microphones, we can discuss it together. But I believe they're the most intolerant, unholy, ungodly group on the face of God's green earth today. And yet somehow, some way, every denomination, ladies and gentlemen, every denomination, for the most part, bowed to the whims of the LGBTQ community. We're finding it more and more where the religious dogma, the rites, the rituals, rules, and the regulations, and especially what is called social justice that's crept in, that says that we need to embrace it. In fact, the present president of the Southern Baptist Convention, J.D. Greer, says that the LGBTQ sin is no more than gluttony for anybody else, and that we ought to simply embrace it. I find that to be a stench in the nostrils of God. And yet, somehow, some way, many Christians are believing that. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking with Bev Kilmer. Bev is a former Florida State representative, and she has an organization today, Freedom Speaks. Bev, tell us why you're in Jacksonville.
Well, I'm in Jacksonville because I'm going to be speaking this afternoon at the city council meeting on the drag queen story hour at the library. It's just so widespread, but we have, and I'm going to make this known. In fact, it'll be the first time I'm unveiling it, other than on your show, of course, is our program that we're introducing is designed to get students out of the public school system.
Wonderful. Into Dr. James Dobson has been saying that for 10 years.
Into
Go ahead.
A homeschool program. Our program for homeschooling is called Innovative Preparatory STEM, Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math Academies. Mm-hmm. It's called IPSA, and it's basically the three R's plus STEM. And no sex education.
Some of the folks may not understand the three R's, reading, writing, and arithmetic.
And we're not calling it math because we're going back to it not being Common Core.
Yes.
So we're going to be, you know, we listen to the parents and what they need, but we are a coalition. We have been having providers of educational materials, Christian organizations that do nothing but help build homeschooling into individual groups, providing all of the resources they need. And we need help in holding meetings for parents to let them know they have options. This has become our number one priority within our organization, although we have other issues, and I'll quickly mention
them. Yeah,
tell
us about, let our listeners understand your what I would call your mission statement and all that that includes in your organization.
Okay, our mission statement is very simple. We are an organization of action-driven organizations, individuals, and people that want to bring America back to its core values, family lifestyles where the family has control and responsibility.
Amen.
I always want people to know parents have to take responsibility, whether it's for jobs, providing for their family, or making sure that they keep this immorality away from their
yes.
children. So that's what our mission is, and it includes sanctity of life,
yes.
especially the horrendous dismemberment and infanticide. I have no idea how that even became an issue.
I mean, the governor of Virginia is not right where he says if that baby's born, put him over on the table, keep him comfortable, tell the parents decide if they want to keep him.
Exactly. Yeah.
And yet we're finding that in America today. You would not find that in most third world countries today.
No, absolutely
and yet
not.
Yet we're thinking that's okay in America. Continue. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking today with Bev Kilmer. Bev is a former Florida State representative from 1998 through 2004, and she now is involved in an organization called Freedom Speaks, and we're talking about her mission statement of the mission, and I'm looking at a portion of here, protecting the and honoring the sanctity of life, and then reforming a truly broken educational system. What does that mean? You mean our educational system is broken?
It's not just broken. It can never be fixed.
Absolutely.
The system we have can never be fixed.
And so thus you're advocating the homeschooling
homeschooling and private schools. Mm-hmm. The state of Florida has the best program of vouchers, scholarships, every opportunity for parents to take a stand.
Yes.
We're asking them to take the stand. That now is the time. Today is the time. But I will tell you, and like I said, it has never been unveiled yet. So we are making December 31st as a deadline or a statement of reality for parents. That day or that period between Christmas break and New Year's, take your children out of school, a mass exodus.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would second that motion. I've been saying for years and years and years, and perhaps some of you have heard me say, I'd rather see a parent with no educational background and no credentials train those sons and daughters to love the Lord Jesus Christ and have the basics of academics than to find them with the greatest PhDs from the most prestigious universities, but to know the Lord Jesus and have the moral, ethical, biblical, fundamental foundation that we need to have in our society today. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go with your question or the comment, please.
Yes, sir. Dr. Youngblood, thank you as a guest so much. I wonder, can you both of y'all agree, if you want wisdom, go to a seminary. If you want to become a leftist, go to a public learning institution. It's as simple as that. That's what our children are being taught in a public institution, is how to become a leftist. Scripture says, wisdom, I think wisdom begins with the fear of God.
Absolutely. You're so right, and that is so succinctly well stated. I am thankful that you see that particular point, and that is the point that we're making today. Wisdom comes from God through God's Word. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word. But according to the Proverbs text, that we need to find wisdom, and wisdom is found only from God. And I appreciate your call. Thank you so much for joining in the dialogue and discussion today. Bev, continue to tell us something about, there are several prongs to your organizational structure and the mission statement. Not only honoring the sanctity of life and not only talking about reforming the broken educational system, but there are two or three other main points there that I believe our listeners need to understand. Because in just a moment, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to ask Bev to tell us some things about how you can get in touch with her, how you can become a part of the organization, and most especially, how you can help fund what needs to be done in that organization for the survivability of it, that it might continue to grow and thrive and broaden across the nation today. Bev, tell us further about your organizational structure.
Okay. I'm sorry.
That's right.
Yes, we do have several prongs to our organization. One that has not been mentioned is our historic preservation. Our country has been going to, can I say hell in a handbasket on your show?
Trying to very quickly on a jumbo 777.
Okay. We are trying to get history back into the classrooms as it actually happened, not as it was rewritten by Pearson Education, which you may not know, but it is owned by the son of Gaddafi, Muammar Gaddafi,
Islamically
and the grandson
controlled.
Of the head of the Muslim Brotherhood,
yes.
The founder. So it's leaning very much away from our values. The other thing is to make sure that we save our monuments, our memorials. We want socialism or Americanism versus socialism to be a mandated course in the schools,
yes.
Whether it's public schools, private schools, whatever. We need our children to understand why they should be proud of this great nation of ours. They're not being taught that. They're being taught that our founders were traitors and
they need to
horrible
be taught Americanism.
People.
They need to be taught American history. They need to be taught that we honor the flag and stand and pledge from that flag.
They need Americanism versus socialism / communism.
Yes.
They need to understand the direction.
Most of our listeners understand that socialism is simply communism light,
L-I-C-E. Exactly.
That's exactly what it is, and yet we have crazy Bernie Sanders that's telling us we need to be a socialistic America, and now that he has finally admitted that he's a multimillionaire, he says now that the billionaires are the ones that need to be persecuted.
Yeah,
with
let's
their
jump
taxes.
Up a level here.
Yeah, jump another level.
Well, the last issue that we are fighting is the Islamic infiltration into our education system. There are 200-plus Islamic charter schools in this country that are controlled by a man in Pennsylvania who is a known terrorist. He's wanted by the Turkish government as their number one most wanted terrorist, and he controls 200 charter schools in our country that we as taxpayers are paying for.
That's right. In fact, we've got four right here in Jacksonville. Four.
You do.
We've got four
you
in
do.
Jacksonville. And by the way, the one that Bev is talking about, Gulen, He is wanted in Turkey, and the Turkish government been trying to get the American government now to deport him and send him back for trial there. And because he has invested so much in the House and the Senate leadership and the members of the House and the Senate in Washington, they won't do anything to allow him to be prosecuted and or sent back. Bev, there's a little footnote to that that I believe our listeners need to be edified on. And that is that you are searching for an attorney general in some state that's willing to take a stand and prosecute him so that he can be sent back.
Absolutely. This man's operation is a racketeering
yes.
operation. It is as much a mafia operation as you ever saw in New York
or Chicago.
And
yet we've got RICO laws and they're not doing anything.
They will not do it. And there was a case in Pensacola that was prosecuted, and this was not a Muslim organization. It was an American. He had 15 schools. He liked the way Galen was operating. He started doing it. He was charged by the FBI of racketeering, and he was charged. He was found guilty and sentenced to prison. A precedent has been set. The only way we can bring him down is if we have an attorney general that has the strength and of mind and morals to take him down, and it can be done easily. We've got all of the information that we need to bring him and his entire organization to their knees, but we need one attorney general that is willing to say it's time we stop this travesty.
One that's got the backbone to do so. Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to Let's Face the Issues. This is Dr. Youngblood. We encourage you, if this broadcast is motivating you, stimulating you, to jump in and get involved if you think that you would like to be a part of. I'm going to ask Bev if she would tell us how that you, our listeners, may be able to reach her, reach the organization, become a part of what she's doing. I commend it, and I pray that you will become involved. Bev, tell us something about your organizational structure. I believe you've got some chapters in other cities and other states. Tell our listeners about that, how they can jump on board and become a part of this movement that I believe is so vital and so necessary, especially for conservatives and Christians and moral, ethical people in the United States of America. We need to hear this. We need to be involved if we're going to do anything about trying to salvage our schools, our kids, and our families. Ladies and gentlemen, you've heard me say before, let me repeat this very briefly before Bev speaks again. The demographers have told us already that by the year 2050, America will be an Islamic nation by 2050. And they're pretty much on target. Right now, all of Europe is dominated and controlled by Islam. And we need to be very, very careful that we do not fall in the trap of being lulled into believing that it's okay. And secondly, we're watching the sodomite movement, the LGBTQ, dominate our schools with the drag queen hour, with the storytelling hour, with what is taking place in the textbooks, what is taking place in the classroom, and some of the laws. Let me just interject this. House Bill 5, passed by out of the House with the Socialist Democrats, 240 votes. It's now Senate Bill 788 with 46 senators already signed on board. And it's called the Equality Act. Under the Equality Act, it will make it hate speech. It will make it illegal if you say anything, if I say anything about the LGBTQ or about Islam as being dangerous in America. Most are not aware of the looming harm and danger that looms over America if that bill ever becomes law. It will destroy the church. It will destroy the family. It will destroy anything that's called morals and ethics and values in our nation today. And I'm appalled by it that we have so many of the, I call them the loose, lax, lost liberals that's in control in Washington, that they have passed that, and they are just waiting with bated breath until they can get it as law, pass it, and it becomes law in our nation. So I believe that we need to recognize that freedom speaks and organizations like this need to be supported. Bev, tell our listeners why it's needed for them to get on board, how they can get on board, how they can find your website, and what they can do.
Well, the first answer is, or question is, we need them to get on board, because without people getting on board to something they believe in, we're not ever going to have change. I don't know of another organization whose business plan and whose mission says we are action driven. We don't just send out newsletters and give you information. We get you busy. We actually do the job. Our office is headquartered in Marianna, Florida, and we are a 501c3 nonprofit. We currently have 28 additional states that we have either state directors that are already actively working, we have additional people that are getting ready and set up in some level of operation. And we are working to do, we need people who want to do research, legislative correspondence, social media, and to help us put together events to bring attention to where we're at. We obviously are a 501c3, and I will say, through God's mercy, I have been able to fund this operation. I gave up my lucrative real estate business because I was so inclined and pulled by God to stop researching and start doing. And that's why we have the action part of our organization, because that's so important. But we do need as much financial support as possible. We have sent out applications for grants and support from foundations that share our beliefs and all, and I think we're going to have great success with that. In the meantime, whether it's a check for $25 or whatever, it'd be beneficial.
Tell them how to make that check out and where to mail it to.
Make the check out to Freedom Speaks Coalition. The mailing address is 4519 Lafayette, Lafayette Street, Mariana, Florida, 32446.
Very good. Well, I am thankful that we have this privilege today to be in communication and conversation with Bev Kilmner, former Florida State House of Representatives member, and with the organizational structure, Freedom Speaks. Share some more about your organization.
I just wanted to share two things with our audience about me personally and why I am so driven on this issue. And this, I will tell you, this is my life's job now. It's my life's work. I will not stop because I know it won't be solved in my lifetime, but I will not stop. I will work to get it done. But I'm a sponsor of the Choose Life tag that gives women a choice finally to determine whether or not they can afford to have their baby. But I wanted to share something else from another standpoint of why I'm driven. My 8th grandfather was George Mason, who was one of the prime, if not the prime, writer and penman of the Bill of Rights. And I've got at least 7, and I'm trying to clarify the 8th. Member of my family, my ancestors, that were in the first House of Burgess when it was established in the beginning. And my 13th great-grandfather was John Rogers the Martyr. I don't know how many people know who he is, but he helped William Tyndale translate the Bible into English. Mm-hmm. So I've got a lot of blood running through my veins that keeps me motivated to do this and not look back. I need the blood.
And it takes that passion.
It takes that passion.
Absolutely.
And I want all of you out there to find what motivates you to jump on this bandwagon and let's make this happen and save our kids.
Amen.
This generation, not generations away.
And our listeners know my position on that and the position that we take. That's what that's the purpose of Let's Face the Issues. Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to Let's Face the Issues. This is Dr. Youngblood. You can join in the dialogue and discussion by dialing 831-0917. Bev, I believe that there will be a rally this afternoon at 5 o'clock at Hemming Park, downtown, right across the street from the court, right across the street and sidewalk from the courthouse. You'll be there, and
you'll
be in a media event where there'll be the folks there that take the position that we ought not to have the Jasmine Club. The Jasmine Club is an acronym dealing with the sexually deviant organization in Jacksonville that's being funded between 50. Ladies and gentlemen, last year, 2018, Jasmine Club, which is a sodomite recruiting organization right here in Jacksonville, they received $70,000 of county taxpayer dollars. They received funding from the state, federal, and local government by the hundreds of thousands of dollars to recruit our sons and daughters. They're now in the classrooms, not just in the libraries. They're in the classrooms now recruiting students, recruiting those. They are between 13 and 23 years old in that age group, and they're scooping them up, as I call it, on the streets and the sidewalks, a child that is out there that's sexually dysphoric, not knowing his sexual orientation, as it is called, and as a result of that, they scoop him up, take him back, and if you, okay, son, you think you're a girl, we're going to dress you that way, we're going to start the process to get you medical help for any transition that you want without parental knowledge, without parental consent, and yet, as a Christian organization, if we would do that and try to recruit them for Jesus Christ, they would be putting us in jail, if not the state penitentiary. I believe we have a call on the line. Go over with your question or comment, please.
Hello, Dr. Youngblood.
Yes, go right ahead.
Yes, I haven't been, I didn't prepare myself as I did the other day, and I couldn't get through, but I just wanted to at least say an encouraging word to you that my life, my knowledge, and my wisdom have been transformed by listening to your program, and I want to get involved. I'm going to get involved. I am involved already in my heart and my mind, and now you've provided an avenue of getting directly involved with my provisions to help the cause that we're in together.
Amen.
And that is to edify and educate the public, especially the body of Christ, which is sitting on the hands right now.
Absolutely. I appreciate your call and your position, and I'm thankful for that, and may I encourage you to become involved. Don't just sit back. Become involved.
Yeah.
I believe we have another caller on the line. Go over the question and comment, please.
There's one thing I'd like to say before I get off.
Okay, go ahead.
The one scripture that applies right here, when Jesus said, and I'll just paraphrase it, Jesus said, do not be deceived that you could just hear this word, you know, and know it, and impress all your friends with all your knowledge about what the scriptures say, but to do it is how we get the blessings and the benefit from the word is by doing it.
Not just be hearers of the word, but doers also. Absolutely.
Yes.
Brother,
no,
you're correct. Absolutely right.
Thank you very much.
We will give our phone number and all at the end so you can reach out to us, okay?
We've got about 1 minute to go, so Bev, if you would give that contact information very quickly, and then we'll wrap up. Do we have another caller on the line, please, at this time? All right. Go ahead with your contact information.
Okay. I want everyone to know that they can reach us at 850-933-6476, and our website is freedomspeaks.us.
Yes. And ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, at 5 o'clock this afternoon in the park right across the street from the courthouse, Biblical Concepts Ministries with Raymond Johnson will be there, and there will be a rally to get folks together to challenge our city council not to continue to pay tax money for the Jasmine Club in our schools and in the libraries. And then at 6 o'clock, then go into the city council meeting. And Bev will be there. So I encourage you to join Raymond Johnson and Bev Kilmer as they're there. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as, once again, we face the issues.
Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road,
Jacksonville,
Florida.
Thank you so much.
Located just 1 mile south of I-295. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study, prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in this same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard every evening, 9 p.m. on AM 1600 and 100.3 FM. Tune in and invite others to listen.